Having received a tweet today with a link, I naturally followed the link and thought this could be interesting. And it came out with some sort of tabloid newspaper article that had quite an interesting, quite nice looking graphic of a chart dating from the 80s, I think it was 84, all the way up to the future for the 2012 Olympics. And it was about the level of public spending, so in that it would reflect the cuts that were being made today in 2010. And it was quite interesting looking at some of the key points in time that the graph picked out. And one of the times that it picked out was the recession in the 1990s. I think it was a little bit more specific. I think it was actually 90 to 92. And I was quite shocked to see that as a fact. I honestly thought that the recession was a lot earlier on than that, maybe in the 80s, and it was quite interesting to soak that piece of information in. More so for me, because I was growing up at that point during the 90s, and when I say growing up, I mean I was going through high school, so from the age of 16 right through to college and then university. I've always had a part-time job, and for me the 90s symbolise that period of time in my life where I had a lot of part-time jobs and I always kept working and earned money that I could then spend. And it's quite interesting that during that period where I was living at home or being a student, I was actually quite well supported financially because I worked for my fees, I worked for my nights out and my food because that's just what I thought was correct. And to now discover that during that period there was possibly a recession going on and that there were possibly financial problems in the UK that has made me realise that it's quite possible that the recession actually is what it is, which is a dip, a bit of a loss in money and in the economy, and it will grow again. And if it can go through the dip in the past and come out the other end, then surely that could happen again. And it has happened. The recession has happened again. And this is just a dip with the hope that we're actually getting better. And this does depend on society as a whole, but I'm looking at it from the angle of me being self-employed and being business-like and entrepreneurial, and suggesting that if it's happened before, then it could happen again. And it's not the negatives, it's the positives that could happen again. And the idea that we can make money as easily as we could click our fingers, but we need to be confident enough to put our time and effort into the right products. And if we can do that, then I'm quite confident that us as individuals can be enterprising enough to personally withstand the recession and then become richer as the country becomes richer, I suppose. And I think this is what being enterprising is all about, is to be quite human and develop yourself in that sense, to add a bit of risk in taking a chance. And also just doing that in a business manner so that you do know that the bottom line is being raised. It's quite interesting to think positively about it. And I'd like to know if you think positively and how you are enterprising. But I think more interestingly, why you think negatively of the recession when, for me, it only outlines the numerous possibilities that are going to exist, well, do exist now and will exist for the time to come. There's a lot of opportunity out there. It's just up to us to take it.